This is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, and today we're going to be talking about creating a great culture. Back in a moment.
This is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher. I've been teaching for 22 years, starting my career at a private school, moving to a suburban high school, and now I'm at a Title I middle school. Thank you for listening to the podcast. You can find show notes and links mentioned in the podcast at jamesdevine.net. Maybe you might want to call in with a question of your own to 719-238-4193.
A great culture means loving, caring about people, and it means creating some traditions. And the best traditions and the best culture are the ones that fit your personality, not the band director before you, not the band director from 10 years ago, but your personality. I want to give you a warning, first of all, though. Don't change too much at first. I'm going to give you an example at a high school I taught at for 13 years. The first year I got there, I asked them about their traditions, their culture, and the only thing they had for me was that their band director, previous band director, had given them a ton of candy at pep band games, at the football games when the pep band was playing. That was their only tradition. And oh, that tradition ripped at and tore at my heart, because I was thinking, this goes against everything I believe in, people eating candy while they're playing their instrument. But since that was their only tradition, I kept it for the first year. Then we started some of our own traditions. I kept it for the second year. And then I warned them at the third year that we were removing that candy tradition, and I told them why. But by then, we had a few other traditions, and they seemed to be okay with it. They groaned a little bit about it, but they were okay. So sometimes you even have to do something that doesn't jive well with you. Another thing that I had a tradition with, and a mistake I almost made, was I reinstituted some band awards. So there had been a big gap of 8 or 10 years where no awards had been given, but these plaques were still on the wall. So I started the tradition, and we would add a new name, the Louis Armstrong Jazz Award, the other awards that are going around. I would give a student each of those awards and put their name on the plaque. Well, there was one plaque I had started to run out of names on. And so I was removing, this was in the late 2000s, so 2009, 2010, I started removing the names from 1981, 1982. And the maintenance guy at our school came in to talk to me one day, and he said, "I hope you're not going to remove any more names after this year." And I asked him why. And he said that one of the people who had gotten the awards in early 80s, the next name I would have removed if I kept up the way I was going, was his cousin or some relative of his, and he hated to see that person's name. So that taught me a lot about traditions too, so that I ended up just putting more little name cards on the plaque and having the awards place make an extension for me that hangs underneath the plaque rather than removing any names, because you just never know. It could be someone related to your superintendent, and then you might be in big trouble. Here's a couple of things that we did that really became great fun traditions. We had pizza at every home game, and the kids would pay for this. And I got to the point where I didn't have to worry about it too much. The leadership handled collecting the money. They handled going to pick up the pizza, whoever had a driver's license, or a parent would take care of it. So I didn't have to think about it that much. It became part of the culture. We did an awards banquet, but it was really a potluck. I still called it a banquet. Everybody brought something to share. And when I first started that, I had no idea who or if anybody would come. So I had gotten a lot of plates and a lot of cups, and I was waiting there. It was about 10 minutes before the start of it, and maybe two people had shown up. And I thought, okay, we're just going to have a very intimate dinner. Well, I didn't realize that part of the culture of that area was that people showed up at the last minute. So 1 minute till, all of a sudden all these cars pulled up and people were bringing in their food. And we had the most amazing awards banquet. We had a great time. Everybody was happy to be there. I talked about my philosophy for awards, that not everybody was going to get an award. And the people seemed to really understand that. But they would come out to support whoever was getting it because they didn't know in advance. Nobody knew who was getting what award. That was something that I continued the entire 13 years that I was at that school. Another tradition we had that helped to create a great culture was we would have a water balloon fight on the last day of camp. Now, I had to go into detail with them and tell them that everybody who participated was going to help clean up the broken water balloons that ended up being in our parking lot. Of course, about half of the balloons were aimed at me, but that was part of the fun. We also did a head shave challenge, and if we made it to state with marching band, or for my concert band, if we got all ones at our large group festival, then they were able to shave my head. So that only happened like twice in the 13 years that I was there, but they were always motivated to try to do that. I want to share with you a couple of things that I do now. I'm at a middle school now. That was when I was at a high school. So these are some things, if they fit your personality, they could help to create a great culture. But I want to mention first, if you appreciate this podcast, would you consider making a one-time donation or a monthly commitment through Patreon? And those links are in the show notes. So some things that I do now. When we have a test coming up in band, when all the students pass it, 100% pass it, then I make brownies for the whole class. This is very cheap for me to do. I use 3 boxes of brownies for our whole class, and it cost me like $1 a box. So $3 for a class. They love the brownies. They give me compliments about how good my brownies are, and it really seems to help motivate them. I only do it after everybody, 100% of people in the class pass. So when we get down to the final 2 or 3 who are struggling, I put them with peer coaches, and they all pass. There has never been a time. There has occasionally been a student who decides they're not going to work at all, and I end up not holding it against the class when it's a student like that. But the students who are just struggling with the test, they get help and they pass it. And then everybody is very happy about it. All the students have A's who are working in class. I also started a tradition. Now, we only have concerts 2 or 3 times a year, so I know I wouldn't have been able to do this in the past places that I taught at because of the number of concerts we have. But we have a cake day after our concert. And so we do a after action review of the concert and enjoy some cake and enjoy just hanging out. One of the things that I'm doing right now during the pandemic, we are back to meeting hybrid. So half the students every day. One of my classes only has 2 to 3 students in it. And so I actually bring them a snack every day. It's the late afternoon class before school lets out. It's been a few hours since they've been at lunch. And it's just something I probably will never do that again. But in this particular time for right now, it worked. In a couple of weeks, we go back to being full-time with all the students. So I probably won't do that when they're joined up with their other part of their class. It just worked out weird on that class. There's like 12 in one day and 2 or 3 the other day. So when they're back with everybody, I won't be able to do a snack every day. I play live music at my school. Every couple of weeks, I pull out a portable PA system and play some live music in the hallways. On Mondays, I make some motivational videos. That's been something that fits my personality. Some people would shudder at the thought of making videos, but I love to do that. A tradition we started this year when we came back to in person, we have 80-minute classes, and I knew that would be a little bit difficult for my beginning band especially. So a lot of days I throw bucket drumming in there in the middle. I bought a bunch of buckets and a bunch of drumsticks. By the way, Guitar Center has a great value, 10 pairs of drumsticks for $30. And that has gone a long way. And then the buckets I got at Home Depot. So that was a tradition I started this year. A couple of things to remember with creating a great culture, creating traditions, and doing those things. Remember, let it be something with your personality. You get to decide what becomes a tradition and what to get rid of. Just like I had to get rid of that candy stuff. You have control. And be deliberate in adding and removing things. Yes, removing things. Because if all you do is add, then you end up becoming just a thing, a group of traditions and no time for anything else. So sometimes you'll need to remove traditions, or if they become where they've lost their purpose and are no longer useful. Just like with me with the snack with that small group, I'm not going to continue that after we meet back full time. I hope that these tips have been helpful to you. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, please email those to me. You can find my email in the show notes, or you can send me a text, 719-238-4193.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to